You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The duplicity of the world makes people distrust everyone, including God.
Bringing Christ to the nation, the Lutheran Hour.
Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Jesus Christ, shepherd of the sheep, lead to green pastures and pleasant waters. You have redemption in your hand. Forgive our sins and give us eternal life. Give it to us here and now through a living faith that overcomes and sustains, even in the darkest days. In your saving name we ask it. Amen. You just can't trust anyone anymore. A lot of people have said that to me during the last 6 months. I can understand how they feel. There's a ring of reality to what they have to say. They're not just chronic complainers, these people. Some of them did trust what their leaders had to say or what they read in the newspapers. They feel cheated because they've been lied to, deceived, treated as dupes who swallow any line that comes along. Others say you just can't trust anyone anymore because times aren't what they used to be. They think of the good old days as those times when you could trust people. Nowadays, things have changed. That may be. But it may also be true that things were going on in the old times which made people say the same thing. You just can't trust anyone anymore. There's no question about the fact that we live in times that try men's souls. People lock up their houses today, even in the smallest towns, where they used to leave them open when they left on a shopping trip. People are attacked on the streets if they venture out after dark. They don't feel safe anymore. There's a mistrust of everyone. I've known motorists who wouldn't stop to assist someone who is in trouble along the road. They've been warned not to do that. They might get beat up or robbed. I'm sure these things are happening all over the world and are not confined to any one country. A prisoner of war in Southeast Asia wrote a book entitled In the Presence of Mine Enemies. He said, when one is dying of starvation, a bowl of sewer greens is a gift from God. Before every meal during my captivity, he said, I offered a prayer of thanks. In the past, when others prayed, my mind wandered over the day's events or simply waited impatiently for the prayer to end. But in prison, grace was not a routine endured out of habit, guilt, or pressure. To thank God for life seemed a natural thing to do. Now the sights and sounds and smells of death were all around me. The hunger for spiritual food soon outdid my hunger for a steak. Now I wanted to know about that part of me that will never die. It took prison to show me how empty life is without God. And so I had to go back in my memory to those Sunday school days at the church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I tried desperately to recall snatches of scripture, sermons, and hymns we sang in church. The favorite verse in camp that everybody recalled first and quoted most often is found in the book of John, the 3rd chapter, 16th verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I was amazed, the man said, at how much I could recall. I never dreamed that I would spend almost 7 years in prison, or that thinking about one verse of Scripture could make a whole day bearable. We weren't playing games. All of this talk of Scripture and hymns may seem boring to some, but it was the way we conquered our enemy and overcame the power of death around us. It is important in life to have someone in whom you can really trust. Years ago, a banquet was held in honor of a famous English actor. After the dinner, someone said, "I'd like to have the man whom we are honoring recite Psalm 23. The actor was surprised by the request. For a moment, he was speechless. Then he said, "All right, I will do it on one condition, that another person in our midst," and he pointed to a respected elderly man there, "will do the same." This man hesitated, but finally agreed. First, the actor got up and recited Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd," he said. "I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul." When he finished, there was a spontaneous burst of applause. The elderly man then started saying the same psalm. He had none of the oratorical finesse of the actor. When he was finished, there was hardly a dry eye, and many of the guests had their heads bowed. The actor broke the silence. He rose and said, "I know the 23rd Psalm. This man knows the shepherd. Jesus Christ said, 'I am the good shepherd, and know my own sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. The Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may have it back again. No one can kill me without my consent. I lay down my life voluntarily. I have the right and power to lay it down when I want to, and also the right and power to take it again, for the Father has given me this right." One of the leaders around asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus replied, "I've already told you, and you don't believe me. The proof is in the miracles I do in the name of my Father. You don't believe because you are not a part of my flock. My sheep recognize my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one shall snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me. He is more powerful than anyone else, so no one can kidnap them from me. I and the Father are one." Everyone can understand that kind of talk today, even if he's never seen a shepherd. Sheep need someone on whom they can depend. That man is the shepherd. He is dependable. He can be trusted. He has a heart for the sheep. He will put his life on the line for those sheep. Jesus Christ said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." People are not sheep, but they often act like sheep. They follow all kinds of leads. They say they trust no one, and then trust everyone. They can't believe in God, but they can believe in everything else. It's not really God they're talking about when they say you can't trust anyone anymore, but it rubs off on God just the same. The duplicity of the world makes people distrust everyone, including God. When God says something, people don't believe it. I have a great feeling for people like that. They've been fooled so often. With great authority, people who should have known better have made positive assertions that have turned out to be absolutely untrue. In some cases, they've even claimed the authority of God for those assertions. Nevertheless, they were proved to be untrue. That's about the worst crime anybody can commit, to lie and deceive by the name of God. That discredits God and destroys faith. No wonder people say, you can't trust anyone anymore. You don't have to believe me, but you can believe God. He has given the world his word, and his word can be believed. You don't need me to tell you the word of God, but you need someone who can tell it to you just as it is. The word of God is in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ speaks for himself. He says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." That's what Christ said. And that's what he did. All of this happened in a world where everyone seemed to be out to get the other guy. I don't have to provide an example of that for you, do I? You can read it in your daily newspaper. It happens both among the great and the small. There's a great deal of deceit in the world. And a lot of people think nothing of going out to get the other guy. Well, I've even seen that sort of thing happen in religious circles. But then there's Jesus Christ. He is different. He's not out to get the other guy. He gives himself for the other guy. That other guy at this moment is you. Jesus Christ is for you. He died for you. For his sake, because he gave himself for you. Your sins are forgiven. God is for you, whether you put your confidence in him or not. He loves you, whether you believe in him or not. His utter trustworthiness is guaranteed by what Jesus was and did. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Many of you have been hurt by the hard knocks of life. If you have, it would not surprise me. I have been hurt too. Maybe it wasn't your own fault. I can understand that too. But don't blame it on God. We're all human, and none of us can get rid of our humanity unless we become inhuman, in which case we deserve everything we bring upon ourselves. Describing our common humanity, the prophet Isaiah once said, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way." The mention of our humanity reminded him of God. But he laid on him the iniquity of us all, his suffering servant, the Messiah and Savior of the world. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The punishment which results in our peace was laid on him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's God. Atonement for our sins is the good news from God. It's all in Jesus Christ. Open your eyes, my friend, to Jesus Christ. Better still, open your heart. Let him walk in and take charge. Have faith in him. That's the way. As St. Paul said to his people, "I pray for you that Christ may dwell in your heart richly by faith." Let Christ walk in and forget your worries. Be thankful to God and quit worrying. God is good and he knows what he is doing. That too you see in Jesus Christ. I've already told you, but you don't believe me. The proof is in the miracles I do in the name of my Father. My sheep recognize my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one shall snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he's more powerful than anyone else, so no one can kidnap them from me. I and the Father are one. Life is not one dirty trick after another, not when you have faith in God. If your life looks to you like one dirty trick after the other, I can understand why you cannot trust anyone anymore. You never feel at home, never safe. You're all locked up in a little prison of your own making. Faith in God makes life great and free again. It's not like the song which made Yale famous. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. We are little lost sheep who've gone astray. Gentlemen songsters off on a spree, doomed from here to eternity. Please have mercy on such as we. We will serenade while life and love shall last, then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. The song rings a bell with a world that says you can't trust anyone anymore. Doomed, forgotten from here to eternity. It's the plaintive song of a world that has lost its way. Into that world came the Good Shepherd. He came, he died, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He lives and reigns to all eternity. He is Lord forever and ever. "I have come," he said, "not to condemn the world, but that the world through me might be saved." He goes on to say, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life. They shall never die. No one shall ever snatch them out of my hand." There is someone besides the thief who comes during the night to steal. There's one who comes to be trusted. That's all he asks, to be trusted. This is life, to trust in him and to give him your heart. Don't be afraid. He can be trusted. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He lets me rest in fields of green grass and leads me to quiet pools of fresh water. He gives me new strength. He guides me in the right way as he has promised. Even if that way goes through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid, Lord, because you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff keep me safe. Now that's life. It's like a constant banquet. It is joy and peace and courage to live. You prepare a banquet before me where all my enemies can see me. You welcome me by pouring ointment on my head and filling my cup to the brim. Certainly your goodness and love will be with me as long as I live. Your house will be my home forever. That's faith in him. That's life for a world that says you can't trust anyone anymore. There is life in Jesus Christ, whom you can trust forever. Forget the worries and put your trust in him. Forget the chip on your shoulder and let his love flow in. Forget the mistrust. And put your trust where it belongs, in Jesus Christ and in God, who can be trusted. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have a shepherd, and he knows you. Know him, and have confidence in him. Recognize his voice, and follow him. This is eternal life. To know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, his goodness and love will be with you as long as you live. Make his house your home forever. Amen.
To a recorded copy of a Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Mass Media Department of the Lutheran Layman's League.